Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We've heard of fintech, regtech, and now insurtech, or the new technologies being deployed in the insurance sector. Ireland has a growing insurance sector, helped in part by Londoners moving here post-Brexit. It also has the highest number of actuaries per capita in the world here. Now, a new report from the Irish startup Instech suggests that there are 114 insurtech companies based here with the potential to make the country a cluster of innovation in insurance. But will any of this drive down premiums? Gary Layden is the chief executive of Instech.ie. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Joe.
What is insurtech?
So it's actually the convergence of two very different worlds. So the traditional world of insurance and the new emerging world of tech startups. So it's the application of technology to that traditional insurance business.
Okay, now give us examples of what insurtech does for insurance companies.
So insurance companies, I would see as data companies, they have masses of amounts of data on consumers. And by using technology, you can actually help build new products that are really reflective of the needs of customers.
How do you get your hands on all that data? Because we're talking about, you know, people that, you know, health insurance data, motor insurance data, personal insurance data, and that's all very personal. How do you get your hands on it?
So the insurance companies are regulated companies. They're very good at managing data, but it tends to sit in silos within an organization. So the challenge is they're just not using it as effectively as they could. Insurance companies are very much paper-based process businesses.
So paper-based still?
It's still, even if you use PDFs, it's just a digital version of paper.
Okay.
But there's an opportunity to use the data that sits behind all those forms and applications that you might fill out when you're applying for your insurance policy.
Okay, so there's reams of data and you're telling me that you can get access to it and insurance technology companies can get access to it. I don't know how. And then they can offer some sort of services to the insurance industry.
Yeah, so they can use data that sits within the insurance companies, but they can also use data that sits outside of those companies. So a great example is if you're going on a flight tomorrow and your flight is cancelled at the last minute, well, actually, there's a product that tracks your flight, will probably know before you even know it that it's been cancelled, and instantly it can send a voucher for you to go into the lounge in the airport. So using data in a new way gives
It won't get you into the lounge, but it might get you a sandwich or a drink, I'm sure.
But using data in those creative ways can give a much, much better customer experience in a situation which is usually a negative.
So what else is in it for the insurance companies to have their data poured over by these other micro startups?
So insurance companies are really good at doing what they do well, which is managing risk and pricing risk. Where they find challenging is how do they apply new digital technologies? So consumers are demanding a very different experience. So they're used to Netflix or Amazon or a Revolut type of experience.
On demand.
On demand, instant. And that's very challenging for a traditional insurer to deliver. So by partnering with these nimble technology startups, they can start to introduce those types of experiences.
Okay, what else did your report find?
So I think one of the really interesting things is that the majority of founders of these technology startups come from outside the insurance industry. So they come with a very fresh perspective.
So they're not actuaries and they're not kind of with AXA or Allianz?
No, so they actually just started with their own itch. So they were consumers of insurance, saw a problem and decided that they want to build a company to fix that and address it.
Okay, and there's 114 of them, you think?
Yeah, so we track those companies because we sit in the middle of those two worlds. So we're tracking 114 Irish technology companies that are selling into insurance companies. And we're that independent convener, that curator and introducer. And we work with insurance companies to understand the opportunity. And then we introduce those companies to nimble technology startups. And we help those startups grow and scale globally because Ireland is a unique market. So there's a local opportunity, but more importantly, for those technology startups, there's a significant international opportunity.
And now AXA, being a French company, Allianz being from Germany, they're still very much from those countries, but they have an increased presence here. And how will InsurTech help them save money and maybe expand and create something called a cluster here in Ireland?
So the opportunity for building a cluster of insurance innovation in Ireland is significant. So we've got the top 10 global software companies are based here. We've also got 11 of the top 15 insurance companies have operations here as well. And we have a market that has a density that allows us to pilot new technologies and new business models. So what we're trying to facilitate is for those international insurance companies to actually use Ireland as a test market. So recently you would see...
A sandbox,
yeah. So Revolut would have recently piloted motor insurance, but they piloted it in Ireland so they can gain all the learnings and then they can grow that product internationally. And we'd like to encourage a lot more of that experimentation.
What's in it for consumers?
The biggest thing for consumers is that experience. So they are demanding that digital first experience, that instant experience. So we've all had the pain of having to fill out forms when we're applying for insurance. And, it seems a long, repetitive process. So simply to take that away and make it much more engaging, but also to help create much more new and customized products for consumers as well. So that's reflective of their real needs. So rather than a one size fits all, we have a much more customized product on offer.
Well, best of luck with it, Gary, and best of luck with your research and creating your cluster. That's Gary Layden there, the boss of Instech.ie.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.